Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whichever hemisphere you are in, we are hopeful that you and your family are protected and are safe. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we are going to be discussing the Husn, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most refined, subhanallah azza wa jal, because he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah jalla jalaluhu has given him the best of everything in this creation. More on that a little bit later, but for now let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others. If I want more reward, more thawab, then I should convey these messages, whatever I learn, even if I remembered one thing, convey it to other Muslims. In that way, that if they practice what you conveyed, what you shared with them, even if you don't practice upon it, you will still get some thawab because you shared those madani pearls, those good advices to them as well. Subhanallah. There are countless blessings and excellences for Salat ala Nabi, Durud-e Pak. Sayyiduna Abul Mawahib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I saw the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, you will intercede for 100,000 people on the Day of Judgment. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did I gain such a great status? The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because you recite salat, durood, and send its reward to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How many duroods have I recited today? How many durus and salawat do I recite on a daily basis? That's a question for me to answer. Individually, we should answer this question. A minimum of 313 times durud-e pak, we should make it our habit to recite on a daily basis. Likewise, every day I need to dedicate some time for my own development, for my own spiritual development, and dedicate some time for reciting Qur'an-e pak. Durud-e Pak, istighfar, dhikrullah, seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources, which Dawud Islami has already created these facilities, these platforms, the material for it as well. So dedicate some time every day, even if it's 26 minutes, half an hour a day, but do it every day. That will benefit us in this world, the grave, and the hereafter as well. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and receive some inspiration from it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa jaane rahmat shamae bazme hidayat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ka farmane alishan hai ki jo koi shakhs mujh par ek bar durood e pak padhe Allah azza wa jalla us par apni 10 rehmaten nazil farmata hai, uske 10 gunahon ko mitata hai aur اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے۔ آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا، آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے۔
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے، سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں۔
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی، قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی، جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
انا اعطیناک الکوثر، انا اعطیناک الکوثر، ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے، اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے، کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مژدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ عز و جل ماشاءاللہ what a beautiful kalam, so inspirational. And once again we were privileged to have the sight of the beautiful city of Medina Tayyiba, Masjid al-Nabawi, the grand green emerald dome of Masjid al-Nabawi, subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there time and again to visit, to make our ziyarah. Take us time and again for Hajj and for Umrah as well. For the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about the beauty of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That his beauty, his handsomeness is unparalleled. Different Anbiya alayhim as-salam received different types of specialities, different types of uniquenesses, different mu'ajizat and miracles. For example, Musa alayhi salam and the glowing and shining hand, and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam with that wonderful beauty and husn, that handsomeness. And like this, other Anbiya alayhi salam, some received one, some received more than one. But all of these mu'ajizat and miracles of the previous Anbiya alayhim salam are found in the person and personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That his mu'ajizat are incomparable. He is the last Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the beloved of Allah Jal Jalaluhu, who was already a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, subhanallah. And his beauty, his magnificence is there in the Quran with his mentioning, with his references, hundreds and thousands of references to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Al-Quran. What about the ahadith? What about the descriptions that Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan gave, who were in his company, who saw him? Subhanallah. One day some non-Muslims, they came to the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And they asked, O Abul Hasan, tell us about the attributes of your cousin, meaning the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he radiallahu ta'ala an began describing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was neither very tall nor very short. He was a little taller than medium height. His bliss color, his complexion was white with a subtle tinge of redness. His blessed hair was not very curly, but a little curved coming down to his blessed ears. His blessed forehead was wide. His eyes filled with kuhl, with surma. His teeth were gleaming and he had a beautifully raised nose. His blessed neck was as clear as a long-necked flask of silver. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would set his step so firmly as if he had been descending from a height. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pay attention to somebody, he would turn to him completely and give him full attention. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand, he would look taller than the people that were around him. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit, then he would look most prominent. When he would talk, people would remain silent. When he would give his sermon, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make his audience cry, weep. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very kind and merciful to the people, like an affectionate father, an affectionate individual towards the orphans. He displayed mercy and was soft-hearted towards the widows. He was the bravest, he was the most generous, the most kind, the most truthful, and his face was most illuminous. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would wear a beautiful jubbah, a long loose garment, and eat barley bread. The pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made of leather filled with the bark of the date tree. His bedstead consisted of a web of rope or tape of netting made from the acacia wood, woven with ropes of the leaves of the date tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had two Imam Sharifs. One was called Sahab and the other Uqab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a sword, Dhulfiqar, a she-camel, Adba, a mule, Duldul, a donkey, Ya'fur, a horse, Bahr, a goat, Barkatah, an asa, a staff called Mamshuq, and a flag called Liwahul Hamd. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tie his camel and feed it himself. He would patch his own clothes and would mend his own shoes. Subhanallah. Having given the description or some of the descriptions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem states that I have never seen anyone like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam before and after him. This was not just Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu. This was the sentiments, the feelings of every single Sahabi. They were attracted to him like a magnet. They would just, one of the things they would desire the most was just to look at the luminous and the nurani beautiful face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi al-Jaleel, great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would even mention that when I am privileged to see the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I rejoice and it gives me comfort. What gives him comfort? Just to make ziyarah, just to see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to be a coolness for his eyes, used to be a comfort for his heart, to see and to have the splendid sight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was how Sahaba ikram reacted. These were their thoughts, their feelings. This is how they behaved. Yes, we love every single Sahabi. Every Sahabi is guaranteed Jannati. This is a fact that we can't deny. This is the belief of every true Muslim out there. So as they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they love to make his ziyarah, they love to emulate and to follow him, his sunnah, the perfect lifestyle. Should you and I also not follow in those footsteps of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, of following the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We are believers, we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us iman, for making us Muslims, for including us amongst the ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last Prophet of Allah, the beloved of Allah jalla jalaluhu. But we have responsibilities, we have duties as well, to obey Allah and to obey the Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow his way, what he taught us, to follow what the Quran contains, not to become slaves and servants to societal constructs out there, that what society thinks is okay, the latest fashion and the best way of doing things and thinking and living. No, that's not for us. That's not for the believer. That's not for the one who submits his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the one, it's not for the one that loves the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's for the others out there. If they want to employ and apply all those destructive lifestyles, you see today, you do your own personal research and have a look for yourself. That those so-called first world civilizations and nations, look how their societies have already crumbled and are further deteriorating. Further crumbling the societies, the nuclear family, how alcohol and drugs and premarital relationships and unwanted children, illegitimate children, casinos and gambling, and it's messed up. So how would any believer, any Muslim out there want to adopt that lifestyle? Yes, it is portrayed as something fun, something good, something productive. Because Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, he decorates sins. He decorates evil and vices. And if you do a cursory study of how their societies have, what's the condition, the current state of their societies, their families, young boys and girls are just disrespecting their parents, calling their parents by their names. They give no honor to their parents. Islam teaches us the opposite. Islam teaches us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, Al-Quran teaches us to respect your parents. Teaches us certain things not to go close by. Because whatever Islam prohibits, it's because it is bad for the human being. Because it is destructive for the human being. And we see it. Look at alcohol. People drink, they drive, innocent lives are gone. They mess up their own lives, physically, spiritually, and the lives of their family members. Drugs, casinos, gambling. The man will take his check, his salary, and gamble it away. And he can't pay for his water and lights. He can't buy food for his family. Husband and wife separate. Children, they get the brunt of it. Is that the life you want? Why leave the sunnah, the perfect lifestyle, for all these decadent and backward, destructive lifestyles? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved master, Allahu Akbar. You know, it's mentioned that we all know that his essence is nur, is light. Yes, he was a bashar, human being, but unlike any other human being, the best of all human beings, in fact, the best of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his essence being nur, being light. And Sahaba ikram alim ridwan, they didn't exaggerate. They didn't talk on emotions. They talked on facts and reality. They saw it, they witnessed it, they observed it. The nur of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow. And it's also mentioned, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, if he were to stand in the sunlight, then his light would outshine the sun. If you were to stand in the light of some lamp, his light, his nur, would outshine the light of that lamp. Because that was his essence. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samurah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has stated, once I saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a red lined robe on a full moon night. I sometimes looked towards the moon, the full moon, in its splendor and glory. And I sometimes looked towards the luminous and bright face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did this a few times. And I came to the conclusion that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more bright and beautiful than even the full moon. Again, this was no exaggeration, this was the reality, what he saw in front of his eyes. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's luminous, bright and beautiful face was brighter than that of the full moon. Subhanallah. The great hadith master, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Hakim al-Ummah. He says that these blessed personalities, they could see reality. In reality, the blessed face of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is far more beautiful than the moon, because the moon only shines at night, while the blessed face of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shine during the night and during the day as well. Subhanallah. This is the reality of it. Allahu Akbar. That's our beloved, our master. And should we not learn more about him? Should we not draw closer to his teachings and of how he did things? And he taught us everything. We don't need any external sources to learn the best way of living. We don't really need science to tell us that it's very good, it is very beneficial, for example, to sleep on your right side, to eat with your fingers, to sit and drink water. We don't need all of this. If only we study the life pattern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If only we come back. We get so embroiled in the world. We get caught up with our daily routines and activities or things we do for recreation, our hobbies, etc. We owe it to ourselves to study, to learn, to receive inspiration regarding the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because whatever he did, and however he did it, was inspired by the Creator, Rabb Azza wa Jal, who knows what is best for us. And he was the practical role model. He was the practical example of the implementation of the rules of the Quran, of the do's and the don'ts of the Quran, which is Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you remember the incident when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was undertaking the hijrah, the migration from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif? And on the way, who was with him? His bosom friend, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam, was with him. And in the distance, they see some horse riders are fast approaching them. It was Burayda bin Ka'b Aslami, who later became a Muslim, radiyallahu an, who was approaching with 70 horse riders. Why? The intention was to capture Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the intention, because it was a huge reward. A huge reward of about 100 camels for whoever captures the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kuffar of Makkah, the chiefs, they set this bounty and this reward. So they were fast approaching with that intention of capturing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Burayda bin Ka'ab Aslami radiallahu an, as I mentioned, who later became a Muslim, he approaches close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he gets close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he looks at the luminous, the bright, the handsome, the beautiful face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is captured by the awe and the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Such that he recites the kalima. He becomes a Muslim. And he requests, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, what made him become a Muslim? The awe of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ru'ab, the beauty, the splendor, the grandeur, that nur and the glow and brightness of the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That captured him. He becomes a Muslim. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can we not accompany you and escort you towards Al-Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahallahu sharafu wa ta'zeema? And what did they do? They take out their blessed Imam al-Sharif, their turbans. They tie it to the spears and they fly it high like flags. Allahu Akbar. This is why, one reason also that, you know, Julus al-Milad, which is going out, and you see the flags that are being waved. For what? Flags are being waved to make it known to create the awareness that we are celebrating the blessed birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed Maulid, the Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we chant the praises of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You watch, you see on Madani channel as well. So the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was well known by Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. And they have described him in so many different details. It's just that when we read about it, when we listen about it, we should receive some inspiration as well to come back in following his sunnah, in following what he taught us, what he gave us, in refraining and abstaining from what he has forbidden us to do. That is part and parcel of our duty, our responsibility as Muslims. Because whatever we do, whatever we say, we will be held accountable for it on the Day of Judgment. We have a short clip, a lovely filler. Let's get more inspiration from this, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Everyone wants to live happily, but very few know the essence of happiness. What is happiness and how is it obtained? Let me tell you something about it. Happiness is the pleasure the heart feels when receiving or expecting a blessing. It is a universal law that whatever you share with others, you get it back in abundance. Yes, that's true. Those who share their wealth in the path of Allah, their wealth is increased day by day. Those who give respect to others are respected more in return. The same philosophy lies in earning happiness. People who are concerned about others' happiness, we see their lives full of happiness and pleasure. In Islam, this action has great importance and is highly appreciated. Let me share with you a hadith in this regard. The beloved Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, in the court of Allah, the most superior action after fulfilling the fara'id is to make another Muslim happy. Commenting on this hadith, Imam Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala said that after fulfilling one's personal duties such as five daily prayers, fasting, zakat, and hajj, the most superior action is to make another Muslim happy. From giving gifts to aiding someone in time of need, there are countless ways of doing this. Thus, we should eagerly try to seek ways by which we can make other Muslims happy. Let's make an intention that from now on, we'll not miss any opportunity by which we can make Muslims happy, as spreading happiness and relieving people from their sorrows is the best way to gain closeness to Allah and a source of immense reward. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never stop seeking knowledge of deen, but be careful that we seek it from authentic sources. And again, Dawud Islami provides all of these activities, facilities, platforms, and material as well. We are talking about the beauty of the blessed beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a woman, an honorable woman, whose name was Sayyida Umme Ma'bad radiallahu anha, and she has excellently described the beauty of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says that, I have seen such a person whose beauty was prominent, whose face was beautiful, and his creation, he was made up such that it was very soothing to the eyes, very wonderful. He is very handsome. His eyes were dark and big. His eyelashes were long. His voice was resonant. His neck was shining. He had a thick beard. Both the eyebrows were thin and touching each other. His breast height was medium, not too tall and neither too short. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen from a long distance, from far away, he would look very awesome and handsome. And when he was seen close up from a short distance, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look far more handsome and good looking. Subhanallah. These were people that saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba Kiram, the crowns of our heads, and they obeyed, they followed, they were the most loyal. Subhanallah. Should I not get to know about my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my master, whose love is supposed to supersede any other love for any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have in my heart? Yes, it needs to, it must. Then only a person would become a complete and true believer. But for that, knowledge is necessary. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you pass by the flower beds of Jannah, of paradise, then pick a lot from them. The companions alayhim ridwan, they humbly said, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the flower beds of Jannah, what are they? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the gatherings of knowledge, of ilm, subhanallah. And Dawud Islami is providing this as well. Is providing different types of activities with over 80 different departments. Is providing online classes, online courses. Is providing specialized classes, even face to face, where a person can learn fard ulum, can learn how to recite the glorious Quran properly, can learn the basics of fiqh, can learn what are correct Islamic beliefs, can learn about sunan and adab, Islamic social etiquettes. These things are available. All that is needed is I need to put my foot forward. I need to take the first step. And believe me, shaitan is not going to like that. And he will try every trick in his book to persuade one, to try and manipulate and influence one. And no, you don't need all of these things. You went to madrasa that time, it's okay, no problem. You just busy yourself in, you know, studying towards this, studying towards that, working, earning money, enjoying your life. You know, you live once. He'll fill the mind with all of these things. But let me tell you something. Once you begin that journey in studying and learning continuously about Islamic teachings, Islamic values, your eyes open up to the realities of life, that how people are being manipulated en masse, how the entertainment industry is being used as a marketing tool by Shaitan and his agents to convince and to influence and to manipulate people into following that path and those lifestyles out there. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. If you remain attached to this fragrant and beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami, believe me, you will learn what is the reality of life. You will learn and you will receive motivation to practice upon this and to convey it to your family members and to your society at large as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.